Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, everyone. Welcome to another Greenhorn. I'm here with Max Risden of Sioux Steel Company. Max, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Parker. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a question for you. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of history. Tell me a bit about the rich history of Sioux Steel.
Of course. We were founded in 1918, over 100 years ago, here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We used to load our steel products onto the back of a cart and buggy, and they'd take them to wherever their destination was in Sioux Falls and the surrounding area. So we were highly regional to start, but have since expanded, and we've now shipped grain bins all over the world.
Explain to all the greenhorns like myself, how does having the highest quality ag equipment save lives at times?
Our grain bins tend to be heavier than the competition. They're designed with a higher tensile strength as well as a higher pounds per bushel rating, which means that, you know, for a grain bin, it's probably not going to split no matter what you're throwing inside it. We can go up to 70 pounds per bushel, which is heavier than almost any grain available. But also, we manufacture a leading line of paddle sweeps here at the Sioux Steel Company called the Day Paddle Sweep. Those are much safer than those dangerous augers that a lot of guys are running in the bottom of their bins right now. Augers have been known to catch arms and legs, to really tear people up. We're using flexible paddles that not only aren't going to hurt you, but they also clean much closer to the grain bin floor.
When Sioux is doing R&D on new products, is it all done in-house or do you look to producers for more insight?
Yeah, we absolutely look to producers. They're our primary source of feedback for new R&D projects, but also new R&D projects in general. Many of our, the Day Paddle Sweep, for example, it was a product that was made by one of our producers and we were able to help him get the patent, take it to market, and then expand beyond there. I like to point out that many of our engineers are producers themselves. Of our engineering team of 10 right now, 8 of them either have their own farm or have connections to a family farm. So they know the industry, they've been in it, and so many of the ideas they have for new products and tweaks to our existing products come from people who are out there in the fields working product.
That's awesome, Max. You are the fifth generation of Risden to work for Sioux?
That's right. Yep, Sioux Steel was founded by my great-great-grandfather, Charles, and then passed on to Max Risden, who's my namesake, and then Phil Risden, Scott Risden, now is my father, and he currently runs the company, and I just joined not too long ago as the fifth gen.
Well, Max, thank you so much for giving me some of your time today. It's been awesome to talk about Sioux Steel and some of your guys' products. I can't wait to come to Sioux Falls and see you sometime.
Parker, it's been a pleasure to be here, and you just let me know when you're in town.
Thanks a lot, Max.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.